Good morning and welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show. Radio to open the heart, heal the soul, and awaken the consciousness. Oh boy, oh boy. So, we have a little bit of rain this morning. It's a little cooler,
Benny. Is it sprinkling out there?
It is.
Good.
We like it. We actually like it.
We've kind of needed a little bit to cool down. We've had a lot of heat this week.
Yeah.
A lot of heat this week.
A lot of heat
including
this
you.
Week.
Yes,
that's including
what I mean.
You.
No.
Hairdo, yes.
Thanks, I'm blushing.
I know. For those of you on the video cam, you can see I have a guest in the studio with me this morning, and I'll introduce him in a few minutes, but...
Could be my twin.
He could, you know, other than, you know, this facial hair.
Oh, right.
It's the only way I tell them apart. So I like that a lot. I like it a lot. Anyway, I have a guest. I'm going to go ahead and do my announcements and get going in the show. But I am the owner of Reiki Oasis, located here in the greater Seattle area. And Reiki Oasis has been around about 24 years. That's crazy. We have a lot of fun over there at Reiki Oasis. And you can find out more about that at schedule.reikioasis.com. We are a listener-supported show, by the way. I want to thank you to all my Patreons, everybody that has contributed money to keep us on the air. I so appreciate it from the depth of my heart because, obviously, airtime is not free. So thank you. Thank you for supporting. And for you, those of you listening, thank you for listening. Otherwise, I don't know, I'd just be sending the show out to the angels or the airwaves or something. I do have a Crystal Bowl healing concert coming up Sunday, August 18th at 7:30 in the evening. And for those of you that have come, wow, I hope you will keep coming back. They are very, very healing and very, very good. And for those of you that have never been to a Crystal Bowl healing concert, please come to Bala Yoga in Kirkland, August 18th, 7:30 in the evening. And I, Loretta Brown, will be there doing the concert. Please remember to get your tickets through Bala Yoga in Kirkland, and I look forward to seeing you there. The Temple of the Divine Feminine is my monthly class with women. It will be the fourth Saturday of the month, this month of August. It will be Saturday, August 24th. From 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. And this class, I have to tell you, is so good. It helps us as women to have kind of a support group, a place where we can get together. We do a lot of healing work. We do healing circles and meditations. And we talk about the things that are close to our hearts as women. And especially in these times on planet Earth when we have so much going on, we really need the uniting of our hearts and our intentions in helping to create a better world, one hopefully that is much more compassionate and inclusive. And for those of you listening, if you've been feeling like you've been through the ringer the last month or so, believe it or not, you're right on track, because this is what has been playing out for most of us in energetically and through the stars. For the month of August, we are entering a new phase. Visions, dreams, and ideas are going to come in thick and fast. The intensity starts in August, but it really takes hold in September and forward. So any of you hoping that we were going to have a reprieve, I know, Benny, you're like, come on, Loretta, tell us something good about, like, Mercury did go direct.
Yes.
That's right.
And we always know in the first, like, day it's kind of shaky.
Yeah.
Are we smoothed out now?
Well.
Look at, I didn't even have to ask anything else. That real long pause right there.
Jupiter went direct on Monday. That's okay. A good thing.
All right. Big fan of Jupiter. Okay.
Big fan of Jupiter.
But,
that's right. We're going to catch our breath this month.
Okay.
But September does get intense. I know. And the intensity is going to go
till
January.
I mean, school's starting, that's for sure.
I know.
Okay,
well,
I'll throw that in there.
Yeah, at least, you know, the kids will be going to school.
So big deep breaths, everybody.
Big deep breaths. It's the best thing that we can do.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it.
August is going to have a very different character, like I said. It's going to be a little smoother than the previous couple of months. And like I said, it's really only a breather. You're going to be getting a lot of visions, dreams, inspirations this month. And just a little word of I suppose it's wisdom. You know, just because you have an idea doesn't mean you have to do it. I was at a workshop recently and somebody said, just because you have a thought doesn't mean you have to believe it. And I went, I think that's my new mantra. Yeah, just because I'm having a thought doesn't mean I have to believe it. But this week, Jupiter did move direct, and that forward motion of Jupiter is in his sign of rulership. So life's going to start to get more expansive, more exciting. We're going to be given the gift of wisdom, which, boy, we could sure use. And not only that, but today, August 8th, is a very auspicious day in astrology known as the Lion's Gate Portal. It is a day inundated by multiple 8 frequencies of abundance, blessings, money, recognition, and the eternal loving bond that infuses the material world with spiritual love and light. Today holds the energy of the lion and the lion-hearted. It is August 8th. August is the 8th month. The 8th day, and we are broadcasting during the 8th hour of the day. Astrologically, the time is Leo, the lion. So it is the influence of Leo and that beautiful sun energy, that golden energy of radiance. Venus and Mars are currently in Leo, asking us to step forward with courage, clarity, and grace through the sacred shift we're experiencing, and always, hopefully, for the spiritual benefit of all and compassion. This is an activation of the heart chakra of courage, love, and even bravery. The Lion's Gate portal is where the Earth aligns with what's called the Galactic Center and the dog star Sirius. The Dogon people of Africa say they've been visited routinely by the ETs from Sirius who gave them advanced knowledge. Whether you believe that or not, this time is known to be a potent time when we will receive light from our spiritual sun and the higher dimensions. And we could always open ourselves up to those higher dimensions of wisdom and knowledge. I always say to people, maybe we could just show up a little bit different. Maybe we could be a little bit better than we've been. You know, we can all feel shaken up by the things that have been going on, especially the things in the news. These energies are very, very intense. But sort of like what I posted on my Facebook page, my response to all of this is to become more of a vehicle of love and light and to do what I can to ease or soften the effects of this harshness. And we can enter into that harshness, like I say, or we can go straight into our lion hearts. We can just embrace that energy that is here for us and channel it through ourselves. So to connect with these energies, these beautiful energies of the Lion's Gate portal, take some personal time for yourself. Don't get so busy that you forget to just stop and take a deep breath. Say, wow, I'm here. I'm alive. I choose life. And light some candles, say some prayers, set some intentions. And then take care of your body. Make sure you drink plenty of fresh water, eat fresh, green, organic foods and juices to assist the opening of the heart chakra. And believe it or not, broccoli, cucumber, and spinach all cleanse the heart chakra. Who knew? It's that green stuff. By eating vibrant green food, we gain the support of the plant kingdom, who are also absorbing all this energy. And of course, that's a very Reiki concept, and as you all know, I practice Reiki and energy medicine all the time. We are being asked in the next 6 months to rewrite the story of our life between now and the end of the year. And what will your new story be? Is it going to be the same old story, or are you going to put something new in there? You know, I get tired of watching the same old thing all the time, and maybe it's something time for something new. I cannot think of a better day to have some special guests on my show. As some of you may or may not know, I have visited Egypt for years. I lived in the Middle East for somewhere between 8 to 9 years and have had the privilege of traveling with other people and also heading up my own tours. And, well, I'm just going to say this. On my tours, I have been blessed to have my friend Linda Kidby join me. She's going to be on the show, and we're going to bring her in a minute. But I really want to introduce my special guest all the way from Egypt, Hatem Ali of Egypt Gate Travel. And before I bring you on, I want to say something to the listening audience. A few years ago, while I was visiting Egypt on one of my trips, I was standing in the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid. And I was having some kind of powerful meditative experience with the Egyptian goddess called Sekhmet. And if you don't know who Sekhmet is, she's just a lioness-headed goddess who I think of as a representative of healing and courage and divine love. And as I was having this experience, she clearly said to me, "Loretta, look for the man with the lion heart." And I thought, the man with the lion heart? What the heck is she talking about? And I really pondered her words, but as will happen, the gods and goddesses will make their messages known to us in one way or another. And somewhere along the line, I remembered Hatem Ali, who I met on one of my trips. And I thought, oh my gosh, Hatem Ali is the man with the lion heart. And that is a big, big hearted man who has a very, very special connection to Horus, god of the sky. And Hatem is also my dear friend. He is a true soul brother, part of my soul tribe family. I don't know. Sometimes you have an amazing connection with someone. And I would like to bring him on to the show right now. Hatem, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm really honored to be here. And I consider the States, it's like my second home.
Thank you.
Same thing when our beloved friends and guests and clients, when they come to Egypt, I always welcome them and tell them, welcome home.
Yes.
And it's coming from my heart because I always believe and feel that Egypt, it's not only home for Egyptian. Egypt, it's home for everybody. So I feel the same thing. I really honor. Thank you so much for having me.
I love what you're saying. You know, we call it Mother Egypt, or at least I do. A lot of people say it's Mother Egypt. And I think you're right. I think that in its own right, it's like we could say it's a bed of civilization, but it does feel like home. Especially, you know, when I go there, yeah, it really, really feels like home. So, Hatem, tell me a little bit about how you became a tour guide.
That was a long time ago when I was like 19 years old. I was lucky to join a day tour in Cairo with my brother-in-law, who is working as an Egyptologist. And I really have a great day, and I enjoy being around these wonderful people. And I was sitting with them in the bus, dreaming that this is going to be my career. And since then, I feel like I'm lucky. So, and it's happening. And now I'm almost like 27 years in the travel business, mainly working with our beloved Americans, especially the spiritual people. I'm lucky always to be around these people and feel proud and honored to be an ambassador for my country and to see Egypt and the temples and feel it even in a different way through their eyes and the vibe coming from their heart when they feel the energy of Egypt.
I love what you said. One of the things I know, because you and I have talked about it, is, I mean, you're an Egyptian, right?
Yes. Yes. In this life, yes.
Yes. In this life, yes. Yeah. Although, like I said, you and Betty, you know, maybe brothers, right?
I'm adopted. I could be Egyptian.
You could be.
No, no.
You know, walk like an Egyptian.
I don't think I have that somewhere. Okay. I think it's very cool.
Absolutely. But, yeah, you have shared with me, and I think this is a reality, because I have this experience when people come to Seattle and I show them around, is the people visiting give you fresh eyes. You know, they're like, oh, wow, like the Space Needle. And I'm like, the Space Needle.
It makes
needle.
You even feel more proud that you have been Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are Egyptian and you have all of this great history. So I always love to share that with them. And I do this because I love it, and I always believe what comes from the heart is always touching the heart. So I do this from the bottom of my heart. And so proud to show the people and take them around and show them all the beautiful temples that we have, and also notice from their eyes and their question about how friendly that the Egyptians. So Egypt, it's not only famous with the history. No, Egyptians are really friendly people. They love the American people, and the travel business or the tourism business in Egypt, it's one of the first income for Egypt. And in the same time, Egyptians are really friendly again, and they love the tourists, and all the kids around while we are making a bus tour to go and mm-hmm. to visit one of the temples. And the little kids waving to the people and taking their pictures. And even, you know, sometimes, and this has surprised me, kids, like if there is a school trip from one of the Egyptian school going to a day tour, like to visit the pyramids or the Cairo Museum, they are more focusing to take picture with the tourist than to see the pyramids. And
that's great.
Yes, we are surrounded by all of the American movies. So kids and all the Egyptian, they love to see the American. They love to see it live.
I love that.
Not behind the screen.
Right.
So they feel so proud. And once they go home, before they show them the picture of the pyramids and the museum, look, I have a new friends from America.
Yeah.
And I get to practice my English.
Yeah.
And ask them, what's your name? Where are you from? And they are so excited about that.
Yeah, we found them to be very friendly. Before we go any further with the interview, I want to bring in my friend cohort, I should say, the woman who helps me on the trips. And she's been my longtime friend. She lives down in Portland, so we don't get to see each other that much. But Linda Kidby, are you there? Can we bring you into the show?
I'm here.
Oh, great. So good to hear your voice.
Good morning.
We have to do a radio show so we can talk to each other. That's pretty. And bring Hatem in from Egypt.
Yes, a special treat to talk to you.
Can I say hello?
Hatem.
Yes,
please. Linda, hello. Miss you so much.
Oh, Hatem. It's
how
so
are you,
happy
my
to
friend?
Hear you.
Yes, me
I'm
too.
Very well.
Yes.
Good to hear your voice.
Me too. Me too. Thank you so much.
I was thinking, Linda, that while Hatem was talking about how friendly everybody is, this is a good time to bring you in because, you know, you're one of these people that does heart connections with people, too, a lioness-hearted woman.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the lions together. But, you know, we had such good experience that day that we went through, I guess, the old part of town. Is that what we did, Hatem? That first day where... we met these
when we
young
went to the
women.
Mosque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this. That was the day before the rest of the group arrived.
Yes.
Yeah. And we was lucky to be able to go and do it. like a private tour and to go and visit Khan al-Khalili Bazaar and sit in one of the coffee shops.
Yes.
Drink Egyptian tea and see the people and talking to the local Egyptian. Yeah, I remember this day.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a lovely, lovely day. And it was a great introduction to the people of Egypt and how friendly they are and how they love Americans. Because I think, you know, some of us that might listen to the TV or some things about, oh, don't travel out of the country and, you know, all of those things. It's like, it couldn't be further from the truth. Everywhere I went, we were so embraced as Americans, and the young people would say, USA number one. And I just thought the people, that was my takeaway from Egypt, was how friendly the people were. And it really didn't matter if you're like a seasoned traveler or you're a little bit of a nervous traveler and it's out of your comfort zone. You just are immersed around people. And there's a lot of people. But, you know, for all the traffic and all the people, it was a whole different vibe. I mean, you go to New York or L.A., you don't get the vibe you got in Cairo. It's just cooperation, and there was a lot of people, but it was more heart-centered. I think you really are key in mentioning that heart-centeredness of the people of Egypt.
Well, and I'm thinking too, you know, because we do want to see the amazing sites and the temples, and you know, our tours that we do are very, very special and unique. But we also visited a village, you know, when we were on the Dahabeya, you know, our own private boat. For those of you listening, yes, I'm taking a group, and in February 19 to March 4. Is our dates for the next trip. If you want to be a part of it, I'm putting in an ad right now. Just send a little email to Loretta Brown send it to ReikiOasis@gmail.com. We'll give you the itinerary. But we do some really special things.
Yeah.
And you took us to a village, Hatem. Can you?
Let's first to explain for the people what is the meaning of Dahabeya.
Yes,
because
please.
Maybe some of them, they are not familiar with the name. Dahabeya is like a private yacht, and in other way, I call it sailing temple.
The sailing temple.
Yeah,
I like
it's about 10 cabins, over 55 meter long and about 16 meter wide, and it's like your own private yacht that you're gonna be there. And it's luxury, and it has all the five-star deluxe facilities in a classic way. And we get to stay every night and sleep in one of the islands, so we don't dock with the big boats. And we get to have fresh food every day, like you are in your own palace, in your own home, and you can order the chef. Today, I would like, maybe I would like to have some chicken today. So you can order anything you like. And most of the food, it's not frozen. It's fresh food, fresh fruits. Sometimes we stop by one of the farm among the Nile River to the West Bank and the East Bank of the Nile. And we can see something like somebody who's growing mango. So we can ask for some mango and we can get some mango. Somebody who's having milk from the cows, so we can have some fresh milk. Mm-hmm. It's I believe through my experience in the travel business, it's the best way to see the Nile.
Yeah.
It's not a transportation as much. It's enjoyable. All the way from Luxor to Aswan, we take this beautiful yacht that we call the Dahabeya. So, this is the Dahabeya.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I
am.
That
was my favorite part of the tour, Loretta. Mm. I have to say, just laying down and looking over the side and seeing this whole world and people working and people in little villages and the donkeys, the little donkeys braying as they were working. I love waking up to the sound of the donkeys braying and the people. It was just magical. It was magical going down the Nile and all the green, lush farms and all the palm trees. It was just, and then tying the boat up at night and experiencing the stars on the Nile. It was just magical. I loved it.
Yeah, magical. I feel like it takes us back in time. And of course, we're being held by the Nile herself, right? And the energies of Egypt, which I think are, it's just transporting for us, truly, Hatem, you know. I was talking to you before the show that Egypt is very different for us. I mean, you see how we live here in the States, and we live wonderfully, but the magic of Egypt, you know, the ancientness of it, the softness of it. Yeah.
And they're simple. Yeah. The simple things that are so delightful.
So we're going to take a station break. And just a reminder, this is Loretta Brown. My guests today are Hatem Ali from Egypt Gate Travel, who is my most amazing, my only man that I trust with my life, my groups, and my tours to Egypt. And he is truly a gatekeeper of the ancient Egyptian sacred sites. And, of course, my dear friend, Linda Kidby, who is always a source of inspiration and support for me in so many ways she probably doesn't even know. And we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to talk more about Egypt. What could be more fun on this day of the Lion's Gate portal than passing through the gates to Egypt? We'll be right back.
Did you know that Reiki healing can be done at a distance? It's true. So let Reiki Oasis focus powerful energy to help relieve your stress, grief, sadness, anger, and so much more. Convenient, personalized treatments at a distance can increase lightness of being. During your appointment, find a quiet place to lie down or sit to receive healing energies. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
That's the perfect song, Walk Like an Egyptian.
You need to have more gems like that from Egypt. I mean, it's just like, I get the Bengals only have the one, you know, for them.
I
but
know.
Like, you rarely hear other songs. I think you guys should make a song while you're out.
You know, the other one is King Tut.
Oh,
you
that's
know,
right.
With
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Yeah. Oh,
that one just cracks me up.
That one's going in the hopper.
He's hysterical. Yeah. King Tut.
It's hard to take it seriously, though. He's
well,
got
it's
the arrow
not
through
serious.
His head at the same time, right?
It's not serious, and we're just having poking a little bit of fun. This is Loretta Brown, and my guest today, the amazing Hatem Ali, the director of tourism for the Egypt Gate Travel. He heads up the organization of my trips that I take to Egypt with small groups. And then I also have on the line with us today Linda Kidby, my dear soul sister, my friend, who helps make all this happen. Somebody's got to help me, that's for sure. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the trip, the five-star accommodations, the Dahabeya. And I guess I just want to ask this question. Why do people want to do business with you, Hatem, and or me, as opposed to, I mean, there's a whole lot of tourism companies out there. What sets you apart?
I will say first that because we are lucky.
Yes.
And we are working from our heart. And for us, it's not only about business.
Yes.
It's that we want to share the love and the light and the good energy of Egypt.
Yeah.
With our beloved friends and clients. So, I mean, one of my friends, his name, Emil, he's a tour guide in Egypt. And I always remember him to tell the people, you can read as much like 100 book about Egypt, 1,000 book about Egypt. Go online and search about Egypt. But to feel it, it's something totally different. To be there, it's absolutely different in energy.
Yeah.
And I have been told by some of my clients that once the airplane touch the Egyptian land, they can feel the energy coming through their heart. So I'm really lucky. And also, I have a good experience with spiritual because I've been doing this for 27 years. And this is not really popular in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say not even 5% of the travel agents in Egypt, they can handle the spiritual tour in the way it should be. I was lucky and honored to be working all of these years in a travel agency. It used to be one of the best in Egypt, working with the spiritual until I started having my own business. And I try to avoid the things that I don't like, which is a little bit the business part. I don't know why. I mean, yes, we want to make a living, but in the same time, we want to be reasonable. We want to give the people the service that they deserve and to share with them the beauty of Egypt in a reasonable way. So, choose the best hotels in Egypt, like the Four Seasons.
Yes, the Four Seasons.
Which is overlooking to the Nile.
Yes, overlooking the Nile.
And also, you can see the pyramids from the Four Seasons if you are staying high floor.
Yeah.
And we can stay also. I mean, one of the best hotel in Egypt, it's called, it became Marriott now. It's Marriott Mina House, which is right across from the pyramids.
Yeah, that's amazing location.
You are in your bed.
Well, you're eating breakfast looking at the pyramids, like they're huge.
No, even before that.
Yeah, even before, yeah.
Yeah, you are in your bed, just open your eyes, look in front of you through the window.
Yeah.
And you will see the pyramids.
Yeah.
And you will be like, oh my God.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, especially the people, they arrive at night and they don't see it. So by sunrise, imagine that you can see the pyramids. The first thing that you see in with your eyes, a beautiful sunshine, sunrise with the pyramid view.
Yeah, yeah. It's surreal. I'm letting everyone know
meters
it's surreal.
From your
eyes. Yeah, yeah.
So we get to show the people the Cairo Museum and the pyramids and the pyramids of Saqqara, which is the first pyramids ever built in the history. Share with them the newest stuff. Like, they just recently opened the Shur pyramids for visit, including me. I haven't been able to visit it because I was here. I mean, they just opened it 2 weeks.
Yeah, they weren't open last year when we were there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They just opened it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
For the first time for the people to go and visit and experience the Shur pyramids or the Red Pyramids from inside and feel the great energy of it. And also, we have the biggest news ever about our Egyptian Grand Museum.
This is a huge facility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the newspaper, they said, it's one of the biggest 8 projects in the whole world in 2018. It's going to be the biggest museum in the world. I have been to Paris and I've seen the Louvre. Louvre Museum, it's like 3 or 4 museums in one place.
Yes.
I get tired walking in at the Louvre.
Yes.
They said the Egyptian Museum. I've been there, by the way. But, I mean, they are finished now. They said that the New Grand Museum will be the biggest museum in the world. It's about 117 hectares, and it will be having like 100,000 pieces from all over the temples in Egypt. From this number, there will be about 20,000 pieces that they will show to the people for the first time ever.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Oh, I'm excited.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I was so
Linda, remember the Cairo Museum?
Oh, Hashem, yeah. I cried when we walked through the doors. I told our Egyptologist, I said, I've been hearing about this museum for 50 years, and to be here and walking through the doors, it was emotional because I wanted to go so bad and never really thought I could have the dream come true. And when you have a dream come true, like you were talking earlier, Loretta, about starting a new chapter in your life and writing a new story in your life, it's like, if not now, when? Just, you know, if you have a dream and you want to make it come true, you just need people that you can trust that are professionals that handle every detail, and you just show up with your suitcase. It's a dream come true. And I want to thank you both from my heart for the most amazing trip that we took last year.
I've heard that you are coming in next trip.
I am. I'm excited.
Yes.
You know, every time that you go to Egypt, it's goes deeper. I'm letting you know that. And I also want everyone to know that what Hatem said about, you know, why travel with us is that we bring in the spiritual aspect, and not many people do that. Not many, if you go on a regular tour, they're not going to do that. And I actually believe the temples are alive at some level of themselves. You all know, listening to this show, you tune into this show because I'm a little bit woo-woo that way, right? An energy
we
girl.
Are.
Just a little bit. And I feel them in my heart. I hear things, and it's pretty amazing. So, yeah. You know, on some of those regular tours, too, those great big huge cruise ships, there's hundreds of people. And on our trip, we're just like 10, 12, 14 people. We're just a small group. Yeah,
this is what make the big difference.
Yeah.
That we have experience to choose where to go and when.
Yes.
I have a belief that energy doesn't like crowd. I don't like crowd, too.
That's a great statement. Yep.
Yeah. So that's why we always choose the right time to go and visit the temple with no crowd. And also, we can arrange a special private visit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last year when we was lucky to have our private visit to the Sphinx, to be between the two bows of the Sphinx for 2 hours?
Yes. And I remember you had to really work to make that happen.
Yeah, it's not easy. We have to take lots of permission from the tourist police, from the Minister of Antiquities, and lots of things. And you have to have a good reputation also to be able to do this. And remember, we have a private visit to the Great Pyramids. We get to stay inside the Great Pyramids at the King Chamber Room for 2 hours.
Yes.
And to open the Queen Chamber, which is usually does not open.
Right.
It's only to open to the private visit. And remember seeing the sunrise from Philae Temple?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was another.
That was
very memorable.
Yeah.
Very memorable.
I will say as an example that every day there is about maybe between 15 and 20,000 people go and visit, like the pyramid, the Cairo Museum. How about if it only 18 people there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
That's That's really a good point, Hatem. You timed those tours so we could actually experience the energy of the location we were at. And only a trusted professional is going to be allowed those kinds of access and would know how to even orchestrate that. Like every small detail that we had even no idea what you were arranging behind the scenes, that each traveler was such a benefactor of your years of experience and your trusted relationships with other people that made it, yes, the five-star travel.
You guys are our precious, beautiful diamond. So we have to make sure to give you the best service and to show you Egypt in the best way. I mean, trust in us. This is something really big responsibility, especially that Lorette always asks for the best quality of service, the best stuff.
I do.
Hatem, I don't worry about money. I just need my people to be happy. So we have to make it happen.
Yeah.
So we can see you more and more and more.
Yes.
And let me tell you also that I don't know. One of the things also that we are lucky that people, they come to Egypt like a pilgrimage. I mean, when after they go home, they start emailing us. When can I come again? So seriously, there is people, they come sometime every year, twice or three times.
Yeah.
And I have been told also with some of my people that Egypt trip, it changed their life. It's like when you are in your computer and press the button refresh, this is what you're going to do for your energy, and you will be receiving a big healing and good energy. So when you come back home, you will go back to your normal life, a new person. Please come and visit and experience this with your heart before your eyes.
I love that, with your heart before your eyes. That's a beautiful thing to say. I want to just say this too, that, you know, because I've been to Egypt with big groups and prefer the exact way we do it, I wonder sometimes if, I'm just going to say this, the appreciation for us to be able to go through the temples or go to places and actually be able to move around, take our time, take pictures. I have been with in the temples when they're so crowded, you can't even take a picture without having everybody photobombing you. Like, you can't even get a picture of the wall, right?
Yeah.
And so this is very, very special to be able to do that. I love what you're talking about with the energy. I love what you're talking about with the heart. I just don't know any other way to do it.
Yeah. There is a condition for that.
Yeah.
To trust and to open your heart.
Yeah.
So you can receive the energy of Egypt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you talked about the new Egyptian museum. Are there anything, is there anything that people need to know? Like, we touched a little bit on safety, but I kind of want to emphasize that. Is it safe to travel to Egypt? Is it safe to go to all the sites?
I will say that, I mean, it's very safe, and that's not what I'm saying. It's what I receive from the people.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. You know, people, they tell me, oh my God, Hatem, we feel more safe than we are home.
Yeah.
We receive people from all over the world, and some of the people, they said, oh my God, I cannot walk in my country during the night. No, in Egypt, please choose any time to walk anywhere and even try to get lost.
Try to get
and
lost.
Found anybody in the streets and tell him where is, how to go to this, I mean, how to go to the hotel. Believe me, they will leave anything, and they're going to walk with you to make sure that you reach your destination safely.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Remember when we was mm-hmm. walking in the village? People, they've never seen you before. Mm-hmm. They welcome you in their house. They invite us for the tea. Even, I mean, some of these people, they almost have nothing.
I know. Yeah.
But they have a great heart. And they are very generous for what they have.
Well, and that woman shared her food with us, you know, her bread.
Yes. That sun bread. They mm-hmm. had very limited accommodations, very simple means. They were living a very simple life. And she was like 9 months pregnant, and she ran and got the sun bread and brought it back to us, and we all broke bread together. That was
is very special.
That was something you're not going to experience where I live.
Yeah.
I mean, when you come to visit Egypt, you're going to be part of our family, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to feel, oh, he's just talking too much. How come we're going to become part of his family in 2 weeks? Seriously speaking, anybody come to Egypt, I mean, you're going to be part of our family. We'll make sure that you are safe. Egypt is safe. I mean, we have a good government now mm-hmm. and a great mm-hmm. president.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let me tell you about something also. One of the new things that happened recently in Egypt. We are building a city near Cairo. It's going to be almost like Dubai, if it's not even better.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I mean, the latest high technology. We have built a new lane for the Suez Canal. Most of the temples, I mean, lots of renovation. We are trying to make sure that people are happy and Egypt, it's in the best condition now. Our economy is getting better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Last year, you know, I have some problems now trying to book or to find a space in some hotels in Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I mean, last year was a big season. The country was packed. Lots of Americans, they come to Egypt. Even in the summer, they did not find the space in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So they have no choice to come until the summertime. So,
which is hot.
Yes. Yes. But, I mean, that was the only choice for them.
Yeah.
No, but we are choosing the best time of the year.
Yes, we are.
So it's going to be nice and cool.
Yeah, I love that.
Yes.
So for those of you listening, this is Loretta Brown. My guest today, Hatem Ali, Director of Tourism for the Egypt Gate Travel, and my dear friend Linda Kidby is also here. We are planning a trip to Egypt February 19 through March 4. We would love to have you join us. If you're interested, send an inquiry to reikioasis@gmail.com. Or reikioasis@outlook.com if you have any trouble with the Gmail. And we're having an Egyptian get-together. It's going to be Sunday, August 25th, from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You get to meet, believe it or not, Hatem Ali. You get to meet me, Loretta Brown, and you get to meet Linda. Woohoo! It could be better. Wow! That's awesome. And we'll have some food, and we're going to share some information about Egypt, and you can come and check us out and see if you would like to be a part of our very sacred, special, heartfelt, heart-centered trips to Egypt. We would just love to have you come. Can you talk a little bit, Hatem? I know this is a good thing for us girls. Can you talk about shopping in Egypt?
Shopping?
Can we shop?
When people arrive, they come usually with one suitcase. and when they go back home, they go almost with two or three suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have lots of opportunity for shopping in Egypt. We have, during our trip, we're going to make sure that will fit a space for the people to do shopping. But this is after we finish all our visit to the temple and the museum, so we are not cutting any time from the important part to the other more important part for the ladies especially. So Egypt is famous with the handmade carpet. Remember in Saqqara when we visit the carpet place and we see the little kids, how fast their hand, it's almost like a machine making this beautiful carpet with all of the Egyptian goddess and god. And also in the West Bank of Luxor, how do you make this beautiful alabaster statues? It's almost like in the ancient Egyptian, they cut the stones of that from the mountain, which is the same mountain that has the valley of the king and valley of the queens and Queen Hatshepsut. And also they do the god, the goddesses of the ancient Egyptian in gold and silver. And oh my God, look at you, Loretta. I can see you wearing one of these Isis.
I wear my Isis all the time. For those of you on the video cam, I don't know if you can see my necklace, but I wear my gold necklace with Isis on it all the time.
And in general, I have traveled to Europe and in other countries. Egypt, it's not really expensive. And most of the stuff, it's really reasonable and affordable. So there will be lots of opportunity for shopping.
We also have the Egyptian oils. And by the way, I do have some Egyptian oils that I sell here. So another little thing, if you're interested in the oils, please let me know. Once again, send every inquiry to ReikiOasis@gmail.com. And I want to say this too. If you want to go to Egypt and you want to be able to connect with Hatem, I can connect you. And can they can also find you on Facebook, can't they, Hatem?
Yes, please. I would love to be friend of all the American people on Facebook. I don't know how did we live before Facebook.
I don't know. That's kind of crazy.
It's like sharing all the stuff with the big family.
Yeah.
I mean, being able to say happy birthday to somebody, to share some of the beautiful photos and videos of all our cool stuff. And like when we visit the temple or the museum or the pyramids, I take selfie photo and tell them, please, please, please come and join us. We love you. We want to show you this.
Yeah. And I think on your Egypt Gate travel page on Facebook that your main picture is actually me and my funky group from last year.
Yes.
Kicking our feet up in a very fun fashion. We have such a good time. We have a sacred time. We have a special time with each other. I just want to thank you, Hatem Ali, for being on my show. Linda Kidby, I love you. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh. And Hatem, my pleasure.
May I say something?
Yes, please.
I would like to say thank you for all the American friends. Since the minute I arrived to this country, I felt like I am welcomed. And I was really, 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 truly touched by how people welcome me. Everybody would like to have me for breakfast or dinner or whatever. And I really, I want to also tell you guys, you are lucky. You are living in heaven and earth. Please, every day, appreciate what you have and be grateful to all the beautiful weather and the green stuff around you and the luxury. And Americans are lucky. At least you have the blue passport. You can travel anywhere in the world without waiting line for visa. Talking about visa, $25 visa stamp in the airport, and in 1 minute, you're going to be in Egypt, and we'll be with you from the first minute to arrive until the last minute, being with you all the time, making sure that to show you Egypt in the best way, so please come and visit.
Wonderful. So this is Loretta Brown, my guest today, Hatem Ali with Egypt Gate Travel, and the amazing, lovely Linda Kidby. We hope you'll join us in February for our trip to Egypt. And have fun with the Lionsgate portal today. Bye, everybody.